And have a great lot, you know, many thanks to Henk Kleenstra and his wife Linda, who've been very kind to take me to church back and forth and be my chauffeur, which has been helpful, you know, in the current situation. And I'm going home tomorrow, God willing, but I think the Lord brought me here for a reason. And so I'd like to share how I came to know the Lord. I used to go to a Baptist church when I was a wee boy, and my grandparents took me, and I was taught what was right and wrong, and I was brought up to believe that the Bible is all the Word of God. And and I thought I was a Christian growing up. I would have professed to be a Christian, but I would say that I wasn't a Christian because I didn't really know Jesus Christ, and I'm sure I wasn't born again. And Jesus very clearly says that you must be born again. And he says that, you know, unless someone is born again, they cannot see the kingdom of God. So when I was 18, I went to university, professing to be a Christian, and I got a girlfriend. I started going out with her, and I started sleeping with her. And the Bible's very clear in that as well, that sleeping, any sexual activity before marriage between a man and a woman is wrong in the eyes of God. But I thought, oh, it's okay, I'll get married and everything will be okay. But we didn't get married, and I got another girlfriend, and the same thing happened. And I got to the stage in my life where I thought, you know, I can't be bothered with the rules that the Bible places on me. I'm going to just do whatever I want, and I'm going to try and kill my conscience. And so I got to the age of 25, and I had everything that I'd ever dreamed of. I had you know, success on the rugby field, and I had success off the rugby field. I had all my dreams come true, basically. You know, a big contract and stuff, and, you know, money and possessions and everything that the world says is good. And I'd be, you know, the guy that wanted to be the most popular guy in the team, with all the stories. So I would go out and lead everyone, you know, into, you know, drinking games and strip clubs and things like that. And I got to the stage where I was just about to go into the rugby field one night, and I'd got into a habit of saying a wee prayer of asking for forgiveness. I knew that, but that night I realized that, you know, I was just a complete hypocrite, because I was just saying sorry. I hope nothing bad happens. I'm sorry for everything, you know. And then after the game, I would just go back into the, you know, sleeping with girls and things and chasing women. I thought to myself, you know, I'm not really happy with the life I'm leading. I've got absolutely everything I've ever dreamed of, but deep down, I'm not really happy. I might, you know, be the guy with all the stories, telling all the jokes. But no, I'm not satisfied. None of this satisfies me. And it just popped into my head about all the injuries that I'd had. And I had many injuries. I was kind of plagued with injury through my early rugby career. And every time I got an injury, I would think, you know, oh, you know, I'm deliberately going against God, deliberately doing what he says is wrong. Maybe he's punishing me. And this thought just popped into my head as I was going out of the changing room. And I thought, well, maybe he is punishing me. And I thought, you know, I'm not really happy with my life. I thought, if one more thing happens, then I'm going to try and turn back to God. I went out onto the field, and 5 minutes into the game, I went to tackle someone, and I got knocked out. I got concussed, and I started having a seizure, a convulsive fit on the pitch, and because I got hit on my temple. And I basically almost died, and my teammates thought I was dying. The Lord spared me that night. And I believe that he struck me down. And I believe that he allowed me to live. So when I woke up in hospital, I thought I was just terrified. I was terrified of God because I believed that he was a living God. And I believed that he was a God that was angry with sin, and that he was angry with me. And I thought, I have to change my life. And so I tried to change my life. I started reading the Bible again, and I started going to church. But I couldn't change. Jesus said, you know, you have to be born again. I thought, I don't know what that means. You know, I'm not living the life. I'm obviously not born again. I realized I'd broken all the Ten Commandments. You know, I'd idolized rugby and fame and fortune. I'd used God's name as a swear word. I'd worked on Sundays. I had dishonored my parents. I'd been disobedient. I'd hated people. I had committed adultery with my eyes. I'd looked at pornography and things, and looked and lusted at women. I had stolen, and I had told lies, and I'd been jealous of people. And I was guilty, and I knew that whenever I died, and that could happen at any time, I would face the living God on my own, and I would be found guilty, and I would be going to one place, and that was hell. And I thought, I have to change. And the more I tried to stop committing sin, the more I found myself doing it. And the more desperate I became to change. And I thought, I'll go to church and that'll make me a better person. It didn't make me a better person. It just made me feel, realize more and more that I was a sinner, and that I couldn't change. And then one night, finally, after many months, I heard the gospel, and it was something I'd heard since I was a wee boy, and the guy gave a sermon all about, you know, basically my life and how I'd tried everything and I wasn't satisfied, and there was something that could change my life, and he said that he got to the answer, and the answer was and is that you have to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he came to earth to die for your sins. And when I heard that, I thought, I've heard that since I was a wee boy, you know. How is that going to change my life? And then he said, you have to believe it with all your heart, and you have to ask Jesus into your heart so that he is the Lord of your life. And I thought to myself, well, I've never done that. And I thought, if I do that, then there's no going back. And, you know, I may have to lose everything. And I may lose all my popularity, and I may lose friends. And I may have to give up my job. But I didn't really care, because I just wanted to go to heaven, and I knew that I could die anytime, and I didn't want to be scared of dying anymore. And so I went home, and I prayed to Jesus, and over the course of several weeks, And I begged him to change my life, to save me from the lifestyle that I was in and that I couldn't get out of, and to make me born again. And after a couple of weeks, I realized that it was ages since I'd committed those sins that I couldn't resist. And I realized that my life had suddenly changed. And I knew that it wasn't me that changed it, because I couldn't change it. And so I knew that it was Christ Jesus that changed my life. And you know, then I realized that when he died on the cross, he had actually taken all my sin, all my wrongdoing on him. And he had taken the punishment from God. And that left me in the eyes of God completely clean. And that was the happiest time of my life. And the Lord is, well, he's my savior, because he saved me from all that sin that I couldn't get away from. And he saved me from hell, and now he's my Lord, and he's with us always. So
thank you, Ian.
Thank you.
Isn't that fabulous? Praise God for what he's done in Ewan's life. Let's just thank him for that now. Father, you are the great, awesome Savior of the world. Thank you so much for the way in which you sent your Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, to rescue us from our desperate situation, facing eternal separation from you. Thank you for opening the eyes of Ewan's heart and our hearts to see just that, to behold the glory of Jesus Christ, so that we might put our faith in him. Lord, I thank you so much for Ewan's testimony this morning. Thank you that he can boldly declare that you are his Savior and that you are his Lord. And I pray that you would strengthen him each and every day to live by faith and to live by your word, Lord, so that your name might be exalted in his life and all those around him might see his exalted Savior. We ask this now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks, man. Bless you.